This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Modi today said that the grant of classical language status to Marathi is a golden milestone in the history of the Marathi language. Speaking at Abhijat Marathi Language Program in Mumbai, PM Modi congratulated the people of Maharashtra and expressed his pride in being part of this historic achievement. Additionally, the Prime Minister announced that Bengali, Pali, Prakrit and Assamese have also been granted the status of classical languages and extended his congratulations to the people associated with these languages. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth over 32,800 crore rupees in Thane district, Maharashtra. During the inauguration, Mr. Modi emphasized that every decision made by his government is a commitment toward realizing the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Polling of the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana concluded peacefully. More than 61% voting was recorded till 6 p.m. Our correspondent reports that much enthusiasm was seen among the youth, elderly and disabled people for polling. Even some elders above 100 years of age went to the polling booths and cast their votes. Counting of votes for Haryana Assembly elections along with Jammu and Kashmir will take place on Tuesday. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today promised to remove the 50% cap on reservations and conduct a caste-based survey in the country. Addressing the Samvidhan Samman Sammelan in Kolhapur, Maharashtra, Mr. Gandhi described these two steps as crucial for safeguarding the Indian constitution. He said, along with the caste census, conducting a socio-economic survey and assessing the participation of various communities in key institutions in India is also essential. Jharkhand BJP today released five key points, namely Panch Pran, of its manifesto for the upcoming assembly elections in the state. Releasing the brief manifesto in the presence of Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan and co-in charge Himanta Biswa Sarma, state BJP chief Babulal Marandi said, each woman in the state will be given 2,100 rupees per month under the Gogo Didi Yojana. All families will be provided an LPG cylinder at a cost of 500 rupees and two free cylinders will be given on the occasion of two festivals. Unemployed graduate and postgraduate youths will receive 2,000 rupees per month for 2 years. Prime Minister Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today hailed the new sales record achieved by Khadi India. Products worth 2 crore, 1 lakh and 37,000 rupees were sold in just one day at the Khadi Bhavan in New Delhi on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed this achievement encouraging. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted three flight tests of the fourth generation very short range air defence system at the Pokhran field firing ranges in Rajasthan. The tests conducted in the last 2 days were carried out against high speed targets, demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India will not engage in discussions with Pakistan regarding its relations at the upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Islamabad. He said this while interacting with the media during the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by the IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that his participation would be focused on the multilateral nature of the event. An outbreak of cholera has killed at least 359 people in 33 Nigerian states between January and September this year. In an update on the cholera outbreak in the capital city Abuja, the Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention, NCDC, confirmed a surge in the number of suspected cases, which has risen to 10,837 this year. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moizu, will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow on a 5-day state visit to India. According to the External Affairs Ministry, this will be Dr. Moizu's first bilateral visit to India. Earlier, he had visited India in June this year to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Council of Ministers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.